Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Listen, you have us wherever you go, live, if you have a phone, which everyone does, in your pocket. Go to the ESPN app, click more, scroll down to listen live. We're right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Harry Douglas in for J. Will today. And Jeff Saturday hanging out with us in studio. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is for those joining us. All of our teams are in the playoffs. Harry and Jeff not feeling the baseball playoffs, not feeling great today. But the Braves did. They made it a game. Like early on, it wasn't a game. They made it a game.
Yeah.
Dodgers, Keys team beat the Padres. Padres made it a game later on.
Man, they scored 3 runs in the 5th inning. Relax.
Yankees and Indians had a good game. Rizzo's home run was the difference. Yankees win. So two of us are happy and two of us are sad today. Jeff,
we got it today.
It's short. Yeah, our break was too long. Was it 5 days?
Yeah.
Too many days. Yeah. Too many days. We're back now. We're back.
All of us are spoiled baseball fans. These guys are the defending champs.
Yeah.
The Dodgers won not too long ago. And the Yankees, even though they haven't won since 2009, are looking for that elusive 28th championship.
Since 2009. You can't claim 28 freaking championships, dog.
That's how many they've won. They've won 27. They've won 27. Oh, I'm not getting ahead of myself.
Yeah,
27.
Or 27. Yeah.
I'm saying the elusive 28th championship, it's escaped our grasp.
Oh, my God. Hadn't won since 2009. It's a long time.
That's a long time.
Astros look good.
Astros, yeah, you and the Astros. Get off the Astros.
Because, like, if I'm not rooting for the Braves, I want to watch the Astros.
You do.
You like cheaters,
the whole thing?
To each his own. Well, however y'all want to put it, I'll accept it.
So Dominique Foxworth believes the Raiders game showed that the Chiefs really missed Tyreek Hill. We all know the Raiders play the Chiefs tough. Like, this divisional game.
Yeah.
They hand them losses in seasons where it looks like the Chiefs are never going to lose. They did wind up losing the game, the Raiders. But here's Dominique Anscape and the Dominique Foxworth show on Greeny with Mike Greenberg, of course, on what I was just talking about.
What I noticed was Tyreek Hill really mattered. And I know it sounds stupid and obvious now, but there was so much of this game where the Raiders weren't doing anything special. They were just playing man coverage. Mm-hmm. And when the Chiefs could protect that really impressive Raiders pass rush, which they did a pretty good job of keeping them off of Mahomes, you would see guys running routes and they'd catch the ball sometimes, but they weren't open. Patrick was throwing great passes and sometimes it bounced off their hands. So like that one-on-one receiver that you know you can go to, or a guy who's so good that it requires a double team and that opens up other things for other people, they don't have that. And Travis Kelce, as good as he is, he had 4 touchdowns, but he had like 25 yards. You need somebody who is going to break the defense in man coverage, and they don't have it.
What do you think, Jeff?
I partially agree. Listen, anytime you're losing a one, it's a big deal. Like, I'm not going to try to minimize how good Tyreek Hill was with Patrick Mahomes, because that'd be a lie, right? But I think you're overstating how bad that they miss Tyreek Hill. If you looked at the numbers from the game, and I looked at them yesterday, I think the only receiver he didn't really connect with great was Smith-Schuster. I think he was 3 of 8 with Smith-Schuster. But with Scantling, with Hardman, I think they were like, you know, 5 of 7, 6 of 8 for like 90 yards, 70 yards. So when you start talking about like how much are you really missing – that's not bad. Like 160 yards with 2 receivers, and then if you get Smith-Schuster, and that's not – I'm not including a tight end. I'm just talking about your receivers as a whole. That's pretty good chemistry. And again, can any of these guys take it to the house as well as Tyreek Hill? Not yet. But as far as like how impactful is this going to be for the Chiefs, I think we're overstating how important Hill was. I think anyone – you know, is a loss for an offense, especially as explosive as the Chiefs. But the way teams played the Chiefs last year limited Hill at the beginning, and teams can still try to do that.
And they struggled in the beginning last year. They're winning games this year because he's spreading it around.
Exactly.
Smith-Schuster, whatever you want to say, in that drive when they're coming back,
diving
and he hits them
catch.
2nd and 8, that was a beautiful catch and
absolutely.
Throw.
Absolutely.
A throw and catch.
Yeah, dives and catches, absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't agree with Dom. I thought the game against Monday night, I thought the Chiefs did a great job, and Dan Orlowski did a great job breaking this down of putting Travis Kelce by himself, making him a single receiver. That way you have to double him, you have to put more bodies over there, and guys on the backside being one-on-one. I thought those guys did a great job, and he highlighted of those guys winning their route and Patrick Mahomes hitting them one-on-one in man coverage. So
right.
I can understand the first 3 drives, but they went 0-for-3 on third downs their first three drives. After that, things started to pick up, and you've seen those receivers make plays. You've seen Mecole Hardman, like you mentioned, have over 70 yards. You've seen Valdez-Scantling have over 90 yards. So I don't see it, what Dom is talking about. Now, anytime you have a guy that's a top five wide receiver in the National Football League,
right,
you're going to miss him.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially when he can take a 2 or 3 yard pass for a touchdown.
Right.
But in that game Monday night, I didn't see how they missed Tyreek Hill with those guys winning one-on-one in crucial moments when they had to pick up a first down.
The offense of the Chiefs is going to look different.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
Yeah, yeah. So the expectations of what this is no longer every guy is going to play single high coverage. We're going to bomb the ball down the field. That's just not going to happen anymore.
It's going to look different, just like Jeff said. They're now in a different phase. But the great thing about this is you got two guys that made the adjustment. You got Eric Bieniemy, the offensive play caller, understanding Tyreek Hill's not there.
Right.
So he has to make an adjustment, but you also got the quarterback that now has to make an adjustment to put the football in people's hands and not just lean on Tyreek Hill. Jeff said, there's not going to be – there may be one dude in the league that's going to catch a dig route in overtime, turn the corner, and throw up the deuces.
Right.
Outside of Tyreek Hill.
Right.
There's maybe one other dude.
He might be playing on the same team with him, too.
And he might be on the same team in Waddle. So I like the way that they've been able to distribute the rock to other players and not rely just on Travis Kelce. And when you look at the yardage standpoint, I don't give a damn about no yards.
Right.
I don't care about the yards. I care about getting into the end zone. He is their red zone target.
Four touchdown passes. That's
what matters most.
And it was hard. The thing is, one was wide open. He got kind of a little rub. He was wide open. But the other one, he came across the formation. He had, a little shallow cross. Got, I think it was Perriman, knocked him almost down. He caught his feet, then turned back around, makes the catch, and then stiffs arms two dudes to get in the zone. It wasn't like the Raiders just made it easy. He is going to target him and find ways to get him the ball because he makes those kinds of plays. Again, Tyreek Hill-esque, but from the tight end position in the red zone.
And they've been – we've been spoiled by the ESPN splash play from Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
So the moment that he's gone, it looks different. This is not the same team.
I have a different thought than Dominique, very different. I think this could be the best thing that ever happened to Patrick Mahomes' career because I see in the fight game, right, in boxing, you have a dude like Roy Jones Jr. Man, Roy was so much better athletically than everyone else. It was ridiculous. In his prime, Floyd Mayweather was in his prime, too. No one ever thought Floyd was as good as Roy Pound, but Roy was way better than everybody. But the problem was he was so much better than everyone, he could get away with stuff.
Right.
So he didn't age as well as a dude like Bernard Hopkins, who didn't have that talent, had to rely on the technique and everything, right? Mahomes with Tyreek Hill, that's a cheat code. What this is forcing Mahomes to do, and you could see it in his play this year, is spread the ball around, is do things better than he has done in the past because he knows he doesn't have that little escape hatch.
Be more technically sound.
So over time, this could be the best thing that happened to his career.
Yeah.
Right? Mahomes is incredible, but maybe this makes him even better in the long run. And so far this year, it's the same thing.
This is the same results. Same thing is happening to Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Devontae Adams isn't there. The difference is his receivers are a little younger than Kansas City receivers. Same thing is happening outside in Los Angeles with the Rams. They lean so heavy on Cooper Kupp, they've yet to develop the other guys.
Right.
Once they start to develop all those other guys, different offense.
And teams that win in the playoffs, we're so early in the season, but teams that win the playoffs understand complementary football, and the Chiefs, the style of their offense will benefit their defense because they will have to rely not only on spreading the ball around, but running the ball more. It's more sustained drives. Yeah. It's not like a two-play, 85-yard drive. These sustained drives keep their defense. And I'm telling you, as seasons progress, you begin to see teams separate themselves and go, man, you get these dudes in the playoffs, they're gonna be a rough out because they don't give up cheap plays. They're not good. This isn't you gave up three plays, but the defense played well. No. This is they're bludgeoning you a little bit differently. I'm a fan of it.
That is Jeff Saturday, ESPN NFL analyst extraordinaire. This is Keyshawn, Jay Willimax, coming to you live from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. How serious is Russell Wilson's shoulder injury? How might it affect him against the Chargers?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, co-host of First Take, Her Take. New episodes available every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. Good morning, Kimberly.
Hello, hello.
You ready for this hot news or not news?
Sure.
That doesn't sound sure.
What?
You're usually very happy to see us.
Well, you know what? Normally, Max, we vibe.
Yeah.
Harry, we vibe.
Okay, here we
go. I'm missing Jay.
You're missing Jay today, yeah.
Poke me, here we go.
What? Honestly. But it's okay. You know, we're going to make do today.
Jay offset some of the key stuff.
Like Jay, like Jay
me or shot at Key?
George, no.
Oh, okay.
You're my guy.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm used to him just being a face.
Yeah, it's a little much.
And Jay is normally, he's like, oh, Kay, I like the fresh kicks. Da-da-da. He doesn't give me any.
You always come freshly dipped.
You smell good.
See,
as soon as she sat down, I was like, oh, that smell good.
I said hi to her earlier in the green room. So. Mm-hmm.
So that was it. See, the different vibes when Key's in the house, but it's all right. We're gonna push through.
Don't listen to
Russell Wilson's shoulder injury. Hot news or not news, Kimberly A. Martin?
So it's hot news because it's a quarterback. But my first thought was like, really? Like the timing of it, like it was just like, oh, okay.
Like seriously, right?
It's like, all right. It is news because you're talking about a QB. And I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, it's hot news, but I think Kim and I, we're on the same page together as far as all of a sudden, after last week, he was getting lit up by everybody about his play. And just conveniently, he's got a little issue going. I'm
on the same page with y'all.
You know, I don't look. Is it true? Probably, but I don't want to hear about it after you have a bad situation.
Right.
I always thought Russell Wilson was being underrated by guys like Key, but I got to say this right now. I think this is hot news, and I think that Russell Wilson this season, if this continues, is playing his way out of the Hall of Fame. He was going to go, whatever people like you think, he was going to wind up there if he stays in Seattle. They have winning seasons. Maybe he makes it to another Super Bowl eventually. His career's like Roethlisberger's, right? That's a Hall of Fame career.
Can I say this really quick?
He is playing himself out of the Hall of Fame if this continues.
Russell Wilson right now is making Pete Carroll look like a genius.
A genius? Oh, so is Geno Smith.
Geno Smith.
Try to tell you, Key, he's good. He's good. He can do what Russell Wilson. All right. Commanders head coach Ron Rivera has a mea culpa for his Carson Wentz comments. Hot news or not news,
So I
Kimberly?
Think this is – the mea culpa is not news because the news was already made when he said quarterback. Unfortunately for Ron, his logic doesn't hold water because all these teams, you can point to their quarterback situations. They aren't set situations. Daniel Jones has a new quarterback, has a new head coach, a new system. You know, the Cowboys are winning with Cooper Rush. So – when you look at Washington, their issue is their defense. They have a lot of issues beyond Carson. And I think Ron did what he was supposed to do in backtracking. But he said what he said, and it was incorrect from the beginning.
Yeah, that was my thing.
Yeah, like, he was a little incorrect there.
You said what you said.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't go back. You can't backtrack that.
And he also tried to blame the media, too. And it's like, if you listen to the actual full clip, it's like, Ron, you had three chances, like, for clarification. And they were asking you questions, and you kept digging the hole deeper.
So it's not hot news because, like Kim is saying, if you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, for instance, the Philadelphia Eagles roster from top to bottom is probably one of the strongest in the league. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they have a defense, they have a quarterback, they have receiver. They got a whole deal going.
Yeah.
You look at the Cowboys, they got a whole deal going right now. They can run the ball, the offensive line is playing intact, the defense is lights out. You talk about the Giants, they're rallying, they're doing everything. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley is running the football. So it's not just about the quarterback. And the one thing that Ron Rivera is supposed to be able to do is coach that defense.
That's why it's hot news, guys.
Garbage.
So can we call a spade first, then?
Go ahead.
Coaching is playing a big deal in the Washington Commanders.
Thank you. It's hot news because the irony of the whole thing is Ron Rivera points to his quarterback, and what we all see, Ron Rivera, respected coach, usually competes. His team makes the playoffs like every other year or so.
It's always something else.
But we're looking at Ron Rivera because we're saying, hold on, coach. Sirianni's coach of the year conversation.
Dable just
coach of the year conversation.
Yep.
McCarthy's going to be in the coach of the year conversation.
When
people look at the NFC East, they don't think quarterback. They think coach.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, Cooper Rush, they think coach.
Yep. That's a good point.
All right.
Raiders players all on board with Josh McDaniels' decision to go for two late in the loss versus the Chiefs. Hot news or not news?
I don't think it's hot news that they're saying, hey, we're going, like, coach was right. I don't think that's hot news because what else would a player say?
Yeah, not hot news. Kind of wasting air. I mean, what am I going to say? I'm not going to do what Ron Rivera did to the quarterback. I'm not going to do to my coach. I'm not going to say.
There you go, Keith.
At least I might pull Kim on the sidebar and be like, yo, Kim, man, what the hell was he doing? But I'm not going
to. Unless you Keenan Allen, though. You know, and you watching the game.
Well, that's different,
and you're
though.
Tweeting at home, and you're like, man, what are we
different.
Doing?
Not on the team, not the same thing.
Yeah, it's kind of it's different. I'm not really
not
participating right now, you know? A little different.
Yeah, but of course they're going to say to the media, you know, hey.
You know how y'all lie?
We respect
they be
coach.
Lying,
we all wanted to
These
go for
players
two.
Lie.
Yeah, I mean,
and then want to say, oh, the media don't know what they're talking about.
No, it's not. It's hot. It's not hot news for what you're identifying, which is the sources are not reliable. Mm-hmm. Now, if you had reason to believe they're all telling the truth, then it would be hot news.
Well, that's why I said,
which is hard to believe for me.
That's why I said I may pull Kim on the sidebar to the side as I'm walking to my car and be like, "Yo, Kim,
that's
did
why
you
when
see that it
when people like Kimberly Martin say things, sometimes you have to read between the lines. She talks to a lot of people. She's not pulling stuff out of thin air. It's you know.
I right, may anyway. Not even need to say anything. I may just have to look when she asks a question. And she'll know.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni on preparation for the Cowboys. Here's the quote: Parsons will be accounted for every single play. Hot news or not news?
To me, that's not news because that's stating the obvious. If you don't know where Micah Parsons is, and if you don't have a plan of attack to stop him. Then you're doing it wrong. He's one of the best, if not the best, defensive players in the league right now. Mm-hmm. And you have even playing not 100%. Dude is a baller. Like you have to account for him.
See, I would say it's hot news because some coaches is like Kim just said that you're going to account for him everywhere. But some coaches are not very smart.
Fair.
They will forget.
Fair.
That he's even on the field. And you're like, how could you forget?
he'll remind you pretty quick.
Yeah, he'll remind you pretty quick. So the fact that you giving your game plan away, even though you think that everybody's stupid, you giving the game plan. You don't need to tell us that he's going to be accounted for every single time because now guess what Dan Quinn is getting ready to do?
Move
he's
him all
ready,
over
he
the
getting
place.
Ready to look at
but
some other
Dan
options.
Would Dan Quinn be thinking of that anyway?
Maybe like not. Maybe okay. not, depending on what he thinks of the tackle, or he thinks of the guard, or he thinks of the center, or the right guard. It just depends on what he thinks of their offensive line.
Yeah, when I look at this, I'm with Key. Like, why do you have to voice and tell people what you're going to do offensively? If you're a smart coach, it should be second nature to say, you know what, I'm going to protect my quarterback and figure out where Michael Parsons is and try to do that. But then I look at the Cincinnati Bengals, and then I'm like, okay, maybe not, because they didn't.
That's my whole point to what Kim just said. I'm like, some coaches don't realize, you know, it's almost like we're gonna throw at Deion Sanders. Oh, okay, you go right ahead.
I think you guys are reading the quote wrong, though. It's almost like, you know, that clip on social media showing Belichick talking to Chad Johnson back then, Chad Ochocinco, whatever you want to call him, right? And he's and Belichick's going right before the game starts. He goes, "We're doubling you on every. You're not going to see the ball." And Chad's like, "Oh, come on, coach, not really." He's like, "Oh yeah, no. Why would we let you? You know, you're not going to get anything today." Like, there's something about it that's gamesmanship, mm-hmm. you know, saying like, "This is
and
what we're going to do."
And I think Chad had 100 and some yards in that game.
Okay, but it's still it's done in to me. Sirianni saying that is done in that spirit. Like that dude, but there's no secret. Everyone
knows.
But
that should be every coach's mindset when you're playing the Dallas Cowboys, and it doesn't happen, and it bothers me, Max. When I'm watching games, and I'm like, okay, Michael Parsons is one-on-one.
He's not going to be
tackle,
one-on-one.
Like what is with the? They line him up. They have tight ends trying to guard him one-on-one.
Baker Mayfield is expected to miss 2 to 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Hot news or not news?
Again,
oh, this is going to be a sad one, I think.
I personally think it's hot news it's a quarterback and because of the state of the Panthers. Stop it, Max. Because of the state of the Panthers, now Steve Wilks inherits a situation that is not favorable for him. He's dealing with P.J. Walker right now. Sam Darnold, they have no idea when he's going to come back. No Baker? Now I'm thinking about Baker's career. The less he's on the field, the worse his long-term projections in the NFL look to me.
It's not news.
Because you don't be caring about Baker. You don't care.
No, it's not. It's not that, Kim. It's like it's a dumpster fire getting ready to happen, I would think, based on all your knowledge and everything you've been able to do in understanding that trade deadline's coming up. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to be a fire sale going on potentially in Carolina. Steve Wilks doesn't have a chance in hell, even if Baker Mayfield was healthy, mm-hmm. to get that job.
True. Can I counter on the fire sale? I understand it. But if I'm Scott Fitterer, the GM, if I'm Steve Wilks, I don't want to get rid of anybody right now because I'm trying. Now I'm in, it was Matt Rhule's fault. Like, we have the players. Yeah. He just can't coach. Let's not get rid of guys right now. I think Tepper long term should be thinking, okay, let's clear house, start again. But if you're the GM right now, do you want? Are you able to forget about job preservation for the good of the franchise and the organization? Would be to move on from some guys and recoup some value draft picks
for the next head coach. You're gonna have to because Steve Wilks. As
the,
much as I want
he
Steve
be
Wilks,
the GM?
Probably not. Depending on who you hire as a head coach.
Well, that's the thing. He may be the GM. We don't know. And I think when you're the GM and in the situation of one guy's gone, now you have to make sure that you make it clear it wasn't me.
It's a point well taken, though, because there is incentive there.
But even so, even you make it clear, Kim, and you say it wasn't me, the owner looks at you and says, well, you was part of the problem.
He should, yeah.
And but if you start to win, Key, you start to really compete, then the point is
like. Yeah, but you're not going, come on, man.
Yeah.
They're not competing with that.
That's the reality.
They
it's just unlikely.
They don't have anything that they can compete with.
Hot news or not news, Harry?
It's not news. Baker Mayfield is what I thought he was.
Wow.
Not a good quarterback.
I hate to say it. I agree. I thought Baker, just like I thought Russell Wilson, was a little slept on. I mean, not that he was on Russell Wilson's level, but I thought he was a pretty good quarterback. It does not look that way. He's had McCaffrey, still not been able to get anything done. I don't think it's news that he got hurt. I don't think it's news.
I would have
his passes, 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
On a team going really nowhere, just fired the coach.
To be fair, the man got there like at the end of the end of training camp, preseason, so he didn't have a lot of time.
I really would have liked to have seen him.
I hear you, bro.
Nobody has more interceptions than Baker
Mayfield. No, I would have liked to have seen him stay healthy in Cleveland. In that second year, not the first year when he went to the playoffs, that second year, to see what it would have turned out.
What he could have turned into, because he looked like he had some stuff.
When they went to the playoffs and had Kansas City on the ropes,
yes.
I just would have liked to have seen that. It all fell apart quickly.
Right.
Margin for error with a short, not extremely mobile quarterback is not
bring it up
very
high.
Run from the police, man.
Max loves killing his height.
He's trying to run from the cops.
Well, I mean, it's by NFL standards, right?
Okay. I know. He's
hot sense. News or not news is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. I'll see you later, Kimberly.
All right.
This just in, 2 to 3.
handsome host.
I was just about to say, what kind of host?
Boy, they got some good-looking guests, too, on that show.
Oh, yes, they do.
All right. Who is the best team in the NFC North? And at 4-1, are the Vikings serious contenders? That's coming up. Mm. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down and listen live. You got a phone in your pocket? You take us with you wherever you go. You don't have to be in your car. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Harry Douglas in for Jay today, who is a father for the third time this past weekend. Congratulations, Jay. Aaron Rodgers, guys, was on the Pat McAfee show and said the following about expectations for the Packers. Ready for this? Quote, "We play in Green Bay. The standard is the standard. We love it. We wouldn't want it any other way, and we're going to keep striving for that greatness. And hopefully, we return to the winning ways this week." End quote. Key, Harry, what are your current realistic expectations for this Packers team?
I think they win the division. That's my realistic expectations. I believe that they're going to get better as time goes on. We're a quarter away through the season. We got so much football left. They've got to get Christian Watson going, the young receiver that they drafted out of North Dakota State. He's been somewhat of a, you know, a little bit of a down disappointment. I thought based on
so far early,
you know, he based on a little bit of the preseason hype that he would come in and do a much better job. Romeo Doubs has got to continue to keep growing. The offensive line has got to shore things up a little bit better, but the defense in Joe Barry has to finish the deal. Close the deals out. They haven't been able to close it out. And I think over time, they'll get better as they did a year ago under Joe Barry.
You know what would be interesting, Harry, when we're looking at Key, we're looking at the on ESPN. Let's put that graphic back up. I want to show them something. So we're on ESPN. You could check it out. They're favored in all these games except for two coming up. Jets, Commanders, Bills, Lions, Cowboys, Titans, Eagles, Bears, Rams, Dolphins. They're favored, the Packers, in all but two of those games. They're the two best teams, right? The Bills and Eagles, but they're also on the road. I wonder if they weren't on the road, if they were at home, what the odds would be. Because what this suggests is people see it the way you do, Key. Like, yeah, they're good, but the best, they're not where the very, very best teams are. But if you're only 42% likely to win, or you are 42% likely to win on the road against the Eagles, maybe you'd be better than 50-50 at home.
Yeah, but we're talking about in week 12, man. We don't know what the Eagles, they're projecting this right now today.
Yeah.
For all we know, the Cowboys roll in the Eagle land, smack them, and the Eagles start to teeter a little bit and try to, you know, so we don't know what that really means down the line.
This is weird, though, seeing anyone other than Green Bay favored, even this deep into the season, which is not very deep.
Minnesota beat them the first game of the
for
season.
For sure.
But so they're going to give them that love.
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, usually, okay, when the Packers have had bad, slow starts, this is really pre-LaFleur. They had a couple slow starts, still made the playoffs because Rodgers would run the table and stuff. But since LaFleur's taken over, they're dominating from the beginning.
They lost one more game than Minnesota. In the game that they lost against the Giants, not a, you know.
4-1 team now, yeah.
Yeah, but not an opponent that, right, Harry, that you would look at on your schedule, even though all games are important.
It was in London.
You're not expecting to lose that game.
No, you're not expecting to lose that to the Giants. Minnesota got waxed by Philadelphia. So their loss, in my opinion, is to a better team, because I think Philly's better than the Giants. I think we all could agree to that.
Agreed.
So when I look at that, I'm like, they lost to a much better team. That was a hiccup against the Giants for me with the Green Bay Packers.
Well, the thing that bothered me about the Packers losing to the Vikings the first game of the year is that when you have Kevin O'Connell come over from the Rams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the offensive systems are the same.
Pretty much.
So you're basically, as a defense, practicing against that same offensive system, minus having a guy named Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're the Packers and you're looking at their receivers. So for them to get beat in the fashion that they got beat, and knowing that Matt LaFleur understands that offense inside and out, that bothered me more so than anything. You know what I mean? But then you look at the defense now, and the way they've been playing the last two or three weeks, it's not top-notch football. That's why I don't have him in my top five as teams right
now.
Well,
it's not even Matt LaFleur week one. It's Joe Barry. Remember, Joe Barry was with the Rams prior to taking the defensive coordinating job in Green Bay.
So he knows.
He should know what Minnesota was doing offensively. Yeah. It was week one, and a bunch of balls were dropped. And Green Bay didn't play their best ball.
What do you think of the fact that Mike Tannenbaum brings this up? Rodgers was not getting reps in with the young receivers in the offseason, in the preseason.
No, I'm going to say, Key, because you shrugging your shoulders. I don't believe in that, though, Key. When you know Davante Adams is not going to be on your football team, which you're accustomed to for so many years, and that's your guy, and you having free agent guys coming in, you got rookie receivers coming in, not saying you got to be there every day in OTAs.
I understand.
But you got to be there some. You got to show face because that means value. That speaks volume to your team and your young guys coming in.
So I'm going to just say – two things, and you tell me.
Yep.
So if Aaron Rodgers was there in the offseason, does Christian Watson catch that ball against Minnesota? That's all I'm saying.
He may have more confidence.
So he may have more confidence when he's running down the field hands is like this.
I understand what you're saying, though. I understand what you're saying.
Romeo Doubs, even though they got out of the game against Chicago, or was it New England? They got out of the game with New England with the victory. If he was there in the offseason – and Romeo Doubs, perfect throw, touchdown, comes down, didn't squeeze it tight enough, and then pops out. If he was there in the offseason, he going to catch that ball because he was there in the offseason?
Well, maybe if more balls are thrown to him, he understands the trajectory and how hard it's going to come and how soft it can hit his head.
It doesn't necessarily mean you're not stacking the deck in your favor as much as you could. And maybe that has a carryover effect to the way the team plays.
I don't subscribe to that, though.
All right.
Well, you don't have to be there every day.
There's no way to know you can't run it. You can't do the same thing, you know, five different times in some parallel universe.
Because they done already, first of all, when you're there in the offseason, Max, and you notice, Harry, stop. There's a gap between OTAs and when they started training camp. There's a month.
Right. Yeah.
Everything you learned, you're not retaining, man. You're going to forget that stuff. That's why they redo it again in training camp.
Young kids, don't y'all follow Key.
What you mean, don't follow me?
Don't you follow Key? Because if
Coach's son talking right now.
Don't you follow, Key?
Yeah.
You read your information. You go over your information while you're not at that facility. So when you get to training camp, you're not trying to play catch-up. Everybody can't be a number one overall draft pick.
Number one overall draft pick.
That's what I'm saying. So don't be giving misinformation to people out here.
I'm telling you the truth. Okay?
For a first number one pick in the draft overall.
Are they taking their playbooks to Vegas? Are they taking their playbook? Yes or no? Don't start looking at me and laughing. Or are they taking their playbooks to Vegas?
That's 3 days, Key.
Oh, stop. What about,
you just said they had off for a month. So why would they take their playbook for 3 days? You have an entire month.
Okay, you let me finish. Or are they taking their playbooks to Vegas? It's a yes or a no.
Key, stop asking me.
No, you're asking me silly questions, though. No, I'm not. I'm giving you real life stuff, Harry, and you know this. Stop trying to play. Are they taking their playbooks to Miami?
I took my playbook to Miami.
Did you use it?
Yes.
I got to go.
I'm being real.
I got to go.
We can have some of my teammates come on here right now.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Jay today. We'll be in Chicago Thursday and Friday. We need some deep dish pizza recommendations.
Perfect replacement for Jay. Full of it.
What should we expect from Justin Fields versus the Commanders?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Harry Douglas in for Jay today. We are on ESPN Radio, ESPNU nowadays. You can click more on the lower right-hand corner of the ESPN app. Scroll down to live radio, and we are right there. And by the way, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max will be in Chicago Thursday and Friday. That's tomorrow and the day after tomorrow from ESPN 1000 Chicago. And of course, listen, I know Chicago, people in Chicago are tired of hearing this, I'm sure. We need some deep dish pizza recommendations to show you how Chicago we are.
I wish I was actually going with you, Key, man.
It's not too late. Just call Justin and tell him you want to roll.
I might just go for one day and then come right back tomorrow.
If my eyeball wouldn't explode, I'd be right there with you.
Yeah, we don't want your eyeballs exploding, that's for sure. But the pizza, last time I was there, I don't remember the name of the pizza place that I went to. It was pretty good.
I mean, I love deep dish pizza.
It's fine. It was fine.
See, I've never had deep dish pizza.
Yeah, you know what it is? Like, you ever gone to an Uno's?
No.
Yeah, Uno's, thick, buttery.
I mean, I know the rest of
it. So good.
I've never had it.
Yeah, but you can't eat all of it, man.
So good. Well, not at this age. When I was a kid, boy, if I ever went to an Uno's, it was like, Uno's, oh, my
that
God.
That was our go-to in high school before the games.
Oh, Uno's?
Yeah, we used to go. You know how you get that fifth period, you get off sixth period because you got the game, and the game is at night, so you got all that time. So we go over there, and basically that was our pregame meal.
And people in Chicago are listening to this going, Uno's, come on, man. Let me show you some real deep dish pizza, right? But for people who haven't had it, that's a good example.
Yeah, I might go over there. I might go to Chicago, man. Chi-town, baby.
What should we expect from Justin Fields versus the Commanders? Because Fields, even though he's here and there, you see something – I'm the type of dude, Key, Harry, if you're winning some games close, I don't – the quarterback play could have been better. We could have been winning. This goes for Cooper Rush. This goes for Justin Fields. It goes – I don't care. I just want to know that you won. Who was the quarterback? Fields is outperforming what the numbers say he should be doing. Like, his performance, according to the numbers, is not good. His team is not good. But they've been competing
–
But yes, they've won a couple of games, and he has been the quarterback of that not good team, and he doesn't have good numbers. He's doing something. What could he do against the Commanders?
Same thing he's been doing. running around, using his athletic ability. As I said at the beginning of the year, you're not expecting for him to do a whole lot. You just want him to stay healthy and continue to grow.
Drive to the stadium.
And I think he's in that position where he's growing. Again, Mooney's really the only receiver, but that's more of a three, right? At a high level a situation on a team with a full roster.
Yeah.
Mooney's more of a three. Yeah. He becomes their one. He's not getting anything really out of Equanimeous St. Brown. I mean, he's just a guy. So he's not doing a lot. But what he is doing is he's continuing to understand the NFL game. The game is going to eventually slow all the way down for him. And as they continue to build this team in this roster, I think he will become something. And that's the key to it. Like all young quarterbacks, whether it's Tua down in Miami, whether it's Josh Allen in Buffalo, whether it's Patrick Mahomes when he was young in Kansas City, you all got to have a top-flight wide receiver. And he doesn't have that right now. So once they acquire somebody via free agency or through the draft, then he will take the
next
step.
We'll start to find out. Hey, Jason in Ohio has a recommendation for us.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Jason?
Hey, morning, fellas. Hey, we're probably about 3 hours away from Chicago, and we go like once or twice a year, but you got to hit up Giordano's Pizza. Man, that's top-notch.
Wait, say it again.
Giordano's?
Giordano's Pizza is.
Is there an R in there?
I think I had that last time I was there.
I seem to remember that from your last trip.
I think I had that the last time I was there.
When you and Jay was there?
No, I was by my. Was Jay with me? Yeah, Jay was with me. Jay was with me.
No, he went to Illuminati. You went to see the Illuminati?
Hold on.
Was that what it was called?
No, it was sounded like that, though, right?
Something like
it
that.
It was something Illuminati. Like that. Illuminati.
How do you think he has all these high-profile media jobs?
Lumelnatis.
We'll say it one more time.
Lumelnatis.
Lumelnatis?
Yeah.
That's a little too close.
Lumelnatis?
Lumelnatis. That's where I went. Mm. It was good. It was really good. I had to eat it with a fork. Very fancy.
He tripled his net worth in one trip to that pizza spot. All right, listen. Matt in Chicago has another recommendation for us. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. Harry Douglas in for Jay today on ESPN Radio. What you got, Matt?
Put me in Tomacos.
Hey, good morning, guys. Mm-hmm. I have Pequod's, the pan pizza, caramelized cheese on the outside, Webster and Clyburn. You got to have it. Mm.
I can't understand Webster's? The names of anything anyone's saying.
Okay, here. Pequod's.
Pequod's.
The ship from Moby Dick, maybe.
All right. Pequod's.
But it's delicious. You guys are the best. Hey, one thing. The most important position in sports is not the quarterback, closer, or a goalie. Think about it. Have a great day, guys.
Is not the quarterback,
closer, or goalie?
Closer or goalie. So the most important position in sports is what? If you take those three out, then it's the catcher, the
closer,
point guard.
Closer is important. If you don't have a closer, you can forget it.
Bing.
Catcher or point guard?
You
who else?
You can basically forget
goalie
it.
People usually
you
say.
You can get away with it, though, with the quarterback
not
spot.
Not in 2022.
No, see, y'all be saying that. Man, you can get away
a
with it.
Pass rusher.
Back when you played, Key.
No, ain't no back. Boy, I played with Favre and all in play. What are you talking about?
Back when he played, too.
Oh, man, you better stop,
and
man.
And don't be bringing up his name like he hot right now, either.
I don't care about his personal space. They going to give him what he need to get. I ain't worried about all that. Yeah. I'm just saying.
He will be handled.
But John Elway's. Don't get me going on the old school, man. Don't
first
get me
of all,
going
Harry,
on,
you have to understand when
Jim
Key,
Kelly,
when Key
Dan
came
Marino,
in the league, they just invented.
When you played, Key.
When Key came in the league, the rules committee had just come up with the forward lateral. You got to cut him some slack.
That's what he swear. Like, dude, you played when I played, basically.
What was your last year?
07?
No, I was not in the league then. With
basically,
your old ass. No, I was not in the league then.
Basically,
I came in the league in 2008.
You played with Matt Ryan.
No.
You played with Tony Gonzalez.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.